The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Good morning and welcome to The Mile Rate, everyone. Rob Warber joins me to wrap up what was a terrific night of harness racing again. We've been really fortunate lately, Rob. I think the racing here has been as good as I recall it. Really competitive, fast times, magic performances and great stories abound throughout the course of last night's racing again.
Very good morning to you, Dan. Good morning, everyone. And certainly, harness racing is truly alive, and we saw some terrific performances, but none better than Majestuoso in taking out the Schweppes Australasian Trotting Championship. It was a Group 1 race for the night, and Andy and Kate Gath emerging with another star trotter, and he looks to be the ideal horse that will be replacing Tornado Valley and McGlovin going into the next part of its career.
He's only a four-year-old. His stand-start manners are pretty good for a horse that bounces around and has got a fair bit of attitude about him. He steps really good, but he got fired up mid-race, Rob, and if you were on him, if you'd backed him, he was the favourite, you would have had your serious concerns at the 1,200.
Well, it's not often that you see horses pull that hard and to continue to keep going, but the most intriguing part, it was over the 2760 metres, so normally a horse that pulled that hard mid-race would have stopped a long way from home. He actually went into another gear. His last mile was 156.9. It was astonishing, and he just careered away for a very impressive win. He'll be certainly being targeted for the Great Southern Star, and he looks to be a major player.
No doubt. Long shots, 100 to 1 shots run second, third and fourth. The 50,000 paid over 50 grand. It was the Group 1 highlight, the Australasian Trotters Championship, and this is the way that Majestuoso did it. Away from cruising around off the back, the margin extends now. Little Majestuoso, he took off. He's been pulling that hard, but it doesn't matter. He's rounding the turn as if he could eat up another 1,200 metres. Third quarter, 28.5, and it's Majestuoso 20 metres in front. Andrew at massive odds is running on, but the leader, Majestuoso, Andrew's eating into the margin, but Majestuoso's well clear. Hasn't been the best of nights for Kate Gath tonight, but she's going to win this Group 1. And what an effort from Majestuoso. Her arms will never be the same. They'll be an inch longer on either side. Majestuoso won it. And
I when he started getting a bit keen, he hasn't got keen for quite a while, and everything was just playing exactly into our hands like we wanted, and he began so well, and I thought, this is perfect. And then when he got keen, I was like, yeah, this isn't great, but he actually went better than he's ever gone, so, or as good as he's gone. The last mile was off the clock, but obviously he enjoyed the stand, and everything went terrific.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Yeah, I mentioned that her arms might be an inch longer on either side there. It was a fair task to keep him together, but he's a magnificent horse to run out the distance strongly, that sort of time. There was a bit of trouble in the early part of the race. The horse that looked like it might have led broke, and that might have changed the dynamics a little bit there. Red Hot Tooth got checked, Margaret Ruth galloped. There was almost two divisions after the first turn.
Yeah, look, a lot of those horses put themselves out of the race soon after the start. As you mentioned, Dan dropped the hammer. It was great to see Brian Hancock at Melton last night. I haven't seen Brian for a very long time, and he came down looking after Darren's trotter, dropped the hammer, but it wasn't a pretty trip home for Brian today, because dropped the hammer, did everything wrong last night, put himself out of the race. Red Hot Tooth, did she get checked last night, Danny?
Well, she sort of got a slight check in the early part by one of the galloping runners, and as a result, she lost her chance. She actually tacked on after about half a lap, but when they were running those sorts of times, it takes it out of them.
Tough Monarch, he just came back from New Zealand. He certainly found the tempo a bit too hot in the kitchen, because he was beaten a long way out.
He was. He only just missed fourth in the end there, but Majestuoso strung him out. There were big gaps between first to second and then second to third and even third to fourth. It was like the end of a grand national at Aintree, but really, the pegs in the end was the place to be. First, second, third, fourth, all on the pegs.
McGlovin was disappointing. Where's Shell? He's done a great job with Andrew. Terrific run, finishing second. Well defined for Kate Hargraves, and Alex Ashwood also continues to emerge. And cruising around was a much better run too for Brent Lilly and Ross Payne last night.
An Emerald Stride galloped at the start as well. A terrific story through the COVID period when we had the zone racing, I think, was the emergence of a mare called Miss McGonagall. Rob, trained by the Clark family, Stephen Clark, and gee, they've done a super job. She really emerged. She beat a top field tonight and started an enormous odds, 15, 16, 17 to 1, I think she was.
It's been an amazing 2020 for Miss McGonagall. She certainly emerged from nowhere to step up to this type of company. Last night, she took on some good horses, rated between the 80 and 95. You start talking about I'm Another Masterpiece, who's won $500,000. Culture King, who ran third behind Hurricane Harley and Lock and Varat at its previous start. Sir Letic, who was competing against Ride High. And Miss McGonagall, who came out of those mares series in the last few weeks, took on these horses last night. She got a nice trip, three back to pegs. Jack Law taking the drive. Isn't he driving well, this young man, Jack Law? He's just got terrific hands. He was able to bullock himself off three back to pegs at the top of the home straight, and the mare just savaged the line. It was a terrific performance. She's now being set for the Vic Bred four-year-old series that will kick off around the 10th of December into the heat, and she'll be aiming to be here on New Year's Eve on the 31st of January. And some great news as well. We're going to be seeing some crowds emerging back at the trots in the month of December.
And with every possibility that we could get a big crowd here on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I caught up with Dale Brown yesterday afternoon, Danny, and he did mention to me that come December we'll have a minimum of 500 people will be allowed to start attending the race meetings, and that number will increase as the month of December unfolds. Come VicBred final night, 31st of December, up to 5,000 people will be able to attend that race meeting.
Well, that means there's 5,000 people that might be able to see Miss McGonagall win the four-year-old mares division. She took on some top-notch horses tonight, and she ran them down late. I'm Another Masterpiece gets its chance. The mare gets out, Miss McGonagall, and then John Luke turning for home. I'm Another Masterpiece led. It's 5 metres, Diamonds and Cash coming. John Luke from a long way back. Miss McGonagall getting home. I'm Another Masterpiece, Diamonds and Cash, and Miss McGonagall, the mare. Miss McGonagall got up. What a season that this mare has had. Miss McGonagall has beaten Diamonds and Cash, and I'm Another Masterpiece. They've come away from Soletic.
I'm sure you would have enjoyed that drive, Jack.
Yeah, no, it was a nice one to pick up that one. As we've been seeing in previous weeks, you know, Herbie usually drives her, and this week it looked like he might have had one a little bit better to drive, and things probably didn't work out as good for him as they did for us, and so, you know, a good one to pick up.
Certainly was. Talk us through the race. You were pretty much just sitting there, coming to the home turn. You had to push yourself out of that pocket.
Yeah, we wanted to come out and get her wound up before that sprint lane come if we could. That's sort of how she likes to be. That's how she likes to run. She's not a real zippy, but does wind up. She's got a real quick quarter on her, but take her 50 metres to just get up to that speed. So we worked out of there nice. Kate decided to come out as well, and I was sort of hoping that she'd, you know, stay to the sprint lane and that sort of disadvantages a little bit, but she knuckled down real good. She fought to the line real strong.
First.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Terrific story with Steve Clark too. Son Connor really emerged the young man as a driver, and Steve's small team, he's won probably more races this year than he has in any other year before, but he's got a genuine Group 1 winning chance going forward to the Vic Bred now.
Yeah, we caught up with him last night. He's got some new connections also starting to join the stable, and hopefully his stable will continue to increase over the upcoming months.
Another really good story is the emergence of young Jayden Barker, who works with David Miles. Didn't come from any background in horses or with horses. He's emerging as a really talented driver and trainer too. He does a lot of work with David, and David had him driving Jamison Steel last night, and what a win. The way this horse just powered to the line. He's a horse that can... look, it wouldn't shock me for him. He'd be the sort of horse that could get to 100 Cup, Rob.
One thing about him, he's very strong and he doesn't know how to stop. He just keeps coming. And his performance last night off a fairly solid tempo, they did go a mile rate of 152.8 last night, a 56.3 last half. And he came off the speed and you could see him winding up. And when he hit the line, he wasn't stopping at all. Great story for Jayden Barker, as you mentioned, Danny. 6 years ago, hadn't even touched a horse. He got involved. His mum pushed him to get a job and said she worked at Tabcorp Park Melton. Said, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of trainers, and introduced young Jayden to David Miles. And he went down there mucking some stables and just getting his hands dirty. It took him a little while to start driving. He really struggled early days. He just kept improving. Now he's such an accomplished young concession claim driver, and he's emerging, and a fantastic story, and it's a real credit to the young man. He's worked really hard, and he deserves his spot out there.
Well, it would have been a big thrill for him, but he would have enjoyed the last 100 metres as Jamison Steel cruised to the line. It's Changed the Print in front. Jamison Steel going up to it, though. It's Changed the Print, headed by Jamison Steel. And Jamison Steel, well, he surged to the front and the race is all over. Jamison Steel, isn't he in a much improved horse? Jamison Steel's racing away and has won easily. Jamison Steel by 10. Second place goes to Change the Print. Third in Mr. Bohannon.
Let's talk about your journey into harness racing, because it's something that I really want to focus on.
Yeah.
You came from a family that was not involved from a horse perspective. It was something that you just fell in love with the game from an outsider and wanting to get some involvement in the sport. And you knocked on a few doors and ended up at David Miles' stable.
That's correct. So I left school in the end of year 10, and I did plumbing for half a year, and I didn't really like school. So mum didn't want me staying at home, and because she works in the office, she was talking to a lot of the trainers and just happened to be pretty lucky to get with a good stable at David Miles.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
You're well done to Jayden. I get the expectation that we'll be hearing a lot more of Jayden and see a lot more of his winning drives here at Melton.
Yeah, he's a quiet kid. He's just still developing his personality as well with the media, but he's doing a really good job. Well-spoken young man, and certainly he'll be driving plenty more winners in years to come.
First race of the night, well, this is one of the more impressive wins, and that was Western Sonudor. First up from a spell, a four-year-old. We always knew that he was pretty talented, but he absolutely brained them and just powered down the back straight from about 30 metres off the lead, sustained a long run, and looked like a horse that was going to get to the top level.
He won a trial at Shepparton before last night, Danny. Ran some terrific times. He didn't beat much opposition during that trial, but the way he won the trial, you could just tell he wasn't going to stop, and the times reflected his performance. Well, last night, exactly the same thing happened again. Rebecca Bartley hooked out three wide and just took him into the race, and he just powered away. A 155.4 mile rate. He's another horse that will be heading towards the Vic Bred Series, an emerging horse, lightly raced, starting to put together some really good stats next to his name. Comes from a good maternal family, and well done to Rebecca Bartley and Steve O'Donoghue. And Rebecca Bartley also caught up with us on Trots Vision last night, saying that San Carlo is close to getting back to the races, and they're really happy with him, and come Hunter Cup time, he might put his hand up to get a spot in that run.
The second event was for the claimers, but it was up to 50,000, a strong race, and it was Somewhere Secret. Jason Lee, so good getting off from barrier 8 and getting off early. The race changed complexion with Star of Memphis. He had an atrial fibrillation there. It looked like there was something wrong a long way out, and in the end it played into the hands of Somewhere Secret.
Yeah, he was another horse who got pretty stirred up before the race, Star of Memphis. There was a few little delays with the start of race number 2, and then he certainly became uncontrollable during the race. Kate Gath had a lot of trouble handling him, and Somewhere Secret, as you mentioned, Jason Lee, summed up the situation pretty well. He popped around to the breeze, and that's the way he's got to be driven, and he just was too good at the finish. Five Major Assassin was an eye-catching run for Grant Campbell, and Kieran Manning hit the line really strongly, came from a long way back. Ample Power, who was first up after a long break, I thought his run was really good. He improved a lot from his trial to the races. There's a win in store for him very soon. And Lorem Creek, finished fourth in the race and battled on well. But all honours to the winner, Somewhere Secret. Two horses to follow out of that, Major Assassin and certainly Ample Power.
There were no claims in that. Swiss Miss started favourite in the trot race number 3, but gee whiz, everyone must have thought she was vulnerable. She got attacked left, right and centre there and ended up, might have even had a flat tyre. There were a few different issues, and Aldebaran Crescent, Josh Aiken, well driven because he got to the pegs, handed up and used the sprint lane to win.
Yeah, she won well 3 starts ago at Maryborough. It was a good performance, and then she was able to back it up with a win last night. Good handling of Josh Aiken, was able to get across and took the trail and finished off too strongly. Scruffy Doolin ran his honest race. Beau Garçon continues to go well, and Wumbro Wasted hit the line really strongly, was climbing over their backs, and a win might not be too far away for him.
Race 4 was for the 2-year-olds. Viva La Rock's a very impressive horse. He's emerging now. He's building up some experience. He can sustain a long sprint. He's got a bit of toughness about him, and he made it 3 wins in a row.
I thought his win was really good, Danny. They didn't go hard in the race, but he popped around to the breeze, and he just proved a little bit too strong for him last night. Bondi Lockdown is probably a horse worth following for Aaron Dunn. He was a much improved performance last night, second up from a spell. He definitely goes into the black book. Go Dancing, thought it had its chance, battled on pretty nicely. And Captain Belisario continues to race well for Jane Davies and Jack Law.
Bulletproof Poi did it again, 70-1 last week, 50-1 this week. Unpopular with the punters 2 weeks in a row, but what a horse he's been for his connections.
Unbelievable story for Scotty Ewan. They purchased this horse before the COVID period. I think they paid $20,000-$25,000 for him, and he's now gone out and won these 2 big races. That was the Blacks of Fake free-for-all last night, and he took some big scalps when you're taking out to play, and horses of the calibre of Arden Voyager, Mr. Wickham, Sicario were all in it, and Bulletproof Boy, he peeled out 3 wide coming to the top of the home straight, and he let down with a big sprint. He returned a mile rate of 152.4 in winning that race. Better Beat a Bomb continues to race well. Sicario continues to race well, and Out to Play, who went out the short price favourite, did his fair share of work, but just wasn't able to match the sprint of Bulletproof Boy. Arden Voyager, what did you make of his run last night?
Oh, look, he probably went keen. I've seen him probably go keener, but maybe the pressure was applied earlier without the play, and he was a spend force. He dropped right out the last 100.
Yeah, look, certainly I think Bulletproof Boy, they'll be celebrating there this morning at breakfast time, I would imagine, at the Cranbourne Training Centre.
Ah, well done to them. Race 9, it was a group race for the mares, and look, 2 times better, went around early, hit the front, but she capitulated in the straight. Enchanted Stride had a lovely run. David Miles trained a double on the card. He drove Enchanted Stride to win. She's a pretty consistent mare, deserving of a victory.
Yeah, it was a terrific performance, and she was rewarded for her continued consistency at the top level. Well, that was a bit of a drop in grade for her last night. Got into the one out, one back trail, and certainly ran over the top of those horses. Outback Shadow at 100-1 for Michelle White. That was a great finish for Outback Shadow in a weaker race. You would expect her to be winning. I thought Keying Shady for Aaron Dunn also ran well. 2 times better. I'm not sure where she's at the moment. I thought her first up run was good. Second run, couldn't really get into it, but I thought she was a bit disappointing last night. She found the lead pretty comfortably. I thought she should have fought on a bit better.
And the last in the car, this was a good race. The only filly in the race, Keyang Jackie, ended up leading early, worked the lead, then took the sit and got through in the sprint lane to just beat the brave Silent Major.
Terrific win by Keyang Jackie. I thought her performance was outstanding last night. She got used up out of the gate. She was certainly tested early by Yanni, and then handed up to Jillaby Nitro, but they did run at a pretty slick mile rate early in that race, And for her to finish off the way she did in beating the boys, I thought it was a great performance after some really good runs in the Breeders' Crown Series. Silent Major, much better run by him. He's a nice horse. I think there's a good win in store for him. Jillaby Nitro did a little bit of work. Still thought he was a little bit disappointing. Might have been a bit flat from those Breeders' Crown heats and finals. And Can't Top This, who's a lightly raced horse, hit the line well for Emma Stewart and Dave Moran.
Kian Jackie's New South Wales bred, so won't be going towards the Vic bred. We've got some feature races next week. We've got the youthful stakes for the two-year-old Colts and Geldings and for the two-year-old fillies, the Maori's Idol free-for-all, Victoria Harness Racing Club, Caduceus Club three-year-old, and the Victoria Harness Racing Club Caduceus Classic. So it's a terrific program again next Saturday night at Melton.
Yes, and also the VHRC Super Bonus meetings kick off next Thursday. So we're telling all our industry participants, whether you're an owner and trainer, make sure you buy your membership. Don't miss out on the $1,500 bonus from the Victorian Harness Racing Club, plus the Australian Pacing Gold, Australasian Premier Trotting Sale. They've got a $1,000 sales voucher up for grabs. So make sure you sign up. We're in for a very big week of harness racing, Dan. Lots to keep up with, and with a bit of luck, we'll be seeing some crowds back at the track very soon.
Looking forward to that. Good luck if you're having a try. A big card at Shepparton today. 12 races. I look forward to joining you on Gatespeed with Gareth Hall tomorrow.